If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're depressed by the weather outside and this rain and dreariness,
if you choose to go outside, where would you go, Jake?
I would make the drive to Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland. I would do that. Yeah, but if you live in Omaha, Lincoln, Gretna, I don't care where you're at, make the drive to Ashland. It'll save the day from being depressing with wonderful food and the wonderful bar, the ladder, the piano at Ruhlman Steakhouse.
That would change your day. It would change my day immediately. Everything about it would be incredible. Agreed with that, Jake. This is the time. This is actually
time of renewal.
Push back on staying in. Get out, but go to Ruhlman's. Don't just get out and drive around. It'll be depressing.
Is Ruhlman's open today?
What's that? Yeah, Phil. Yeah.
Is it open on Tuesday?
Real quick question. I'm not 100% positive it's open on Monday and Tuesday.
It's still something to consider going to.
You can still drive by it regardless.
Yeah, you can drive by.
Just drive by. Yeah.
I don't know what his off days are.
It's a happy place.
Tuesday seems like a day.
I think he may be. I know Monday is off for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, Mondays are off. Yeah. Mondays are off. Tuesdays has got to be open, right?
Phil.
Hang on a second. You threw me off there a little bit.
What time's it open?
It's open tomorrow. But again, you should still
drive by.
You can drive by.
You can look at
your
day
and plan out your meal for what you're gonna have tomorrow.
Just check it out. Do a reconnaissance.
See how far it is from your house.
Phil might give you a tour.
So you can go tomorrow. You know exactly how far it is. Not that hard.
Time it out.
Time it out. Ruhlman Steakhouse and make plans to join us in July and August for our shows because June is sold out.
Yes.
June 25th?
You can't join us in June unless you already have signed up for it.
June 25th?
June 25th. 6:30.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're doing a show. Dr. Love might make an appearance.
It's like a two-hour program?
We'll be on for an hour. It says.
Or are we going to be on the radio?
No.
No.
We're not even on stream.
That was made very clear, and you know better. You're in a mood today. Trying to stir things up a little bit.
This is just an appearance. For those who are paying to be there, they are the only ones who get to see it. There's no video of it. There's no radio.
I didn't know if it was on the radio. If you would put it on the radio, we could put it on the ticket.
We will not be doing that.
Okay.
That kind of takes away the whole exclusive idea. Like that's the whole idea of the exclusive situation.
So it's not a live remote, technically. I did not know that, by the way. I should have maybe known it.
Well, you have time. We got a few weeks till before we would have cleared that up.
Yes.
All right.
We would have cleared that up for him.
Yeah.
Quick couple of notes here. The Rockies won last night. They got to 10 wins finally. They beat the
10 wins.
Marlins 6-4. They were down 4-1, came back. And there will be no five-peat in the Women's College World Series.
Yes.
Texas Tech knocks off Oklahoma.
Wow. But
the
walk-off sacrifice, I believe, wasn't it? I believe that's how the game was won.
Texas Tech was up 2-0, and then Oklahoma was down to their last strike. Hit a two-run homer. Yeah. So the first game, same thing against Tennessee, they did the same thing, won that game. But, yeah, they lose 3-2. Texas Tech, they get Canaday, the million-dollar player, and she has been worth every penny so far.
She's a
They're in the finals. They're in the finals.
They were under Texas, 500 Texas last Tech, year.
Under 500.
She's a million.
I don't know if they've ever been to a region, into a super regional in their whole. Have they ever been to a super
regional? I don't think so.
No, I got it.
Yeah, but they were literally, that was unbelievable. I said last year they had 7-5 18 or something, I think, in the Big 12. Like I said, it was horrific softball, and now they're in the finals. Think about that.
They took down Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're in the finals.
Four-time defending champ,
and they beat Oklahoma in Oklahoma City. That had to be a crazy. I didn't see much of it. I just saw bits and pieces of it.
I saw the highlights. Yeah. I saw when the home run was hit. They had a long It was an epic moment. That was cool. But then, But then Texas Tech still won the game.
This is.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. And the I would say this: if you go back, 25, 30 years, the popularity of softball now, of what it is from 20 years ago, it's insane. It really is. The game's quick. It's exciting. Everything about it is great. We had Rondon with us.
Yes, Ron Revelle last Thursday.
And Ava with us last Thursday. And that was just talking to them was remarkable. But the game has taken off. I found myself checking the college, the World Series softball scores like hourly. I was always going to my phone and refreshing to see what was going on. Yes.
Texas. What was your question about Texas Tech?
The record last year.
Oh, I don't know.
Or if they've ever made a super regional before.
They advanced to the College World Series for the first time in school history. So they've never won a title.
No,
it's the first time since 2000 there'll be a new champion.
Oh.
The last time it happened, it was Oklahoma, was the one that became the Patty Gassow. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
Gassow. When she won her first one was in 2000, and she became the first time winner for Oklahoma. And someone new is going to win it. But things will be heated now. It's still Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas.
And I notice you're not saying anything to Rudy today.
Yeah, well,
I told Rudy horns up today.
He's got the Texas shirt on.
Yeah,
over there.
I told him horns up.
After the depressing baseball performance, softball is lifting Rudy up over there with his burnt orange shirt.
Yeah. Good for Rudy.
He's got something to help him out because baseball failed him miserably.
The Rockies are 10-50.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They're 26 games back, so they're in striking distance.
They were down 4-1 in that game last night, and it came back.
The Rockies.
See? They still got grit.
They're scrapping. They're
the Joey Robesons of MLB. Grit.
And now they have four road wins because they won it at Miami. See? They were 3-28 entering that game.
That's a hard place to win. That crowd's crazy down there.
About 15 people in Miami. Incredible. It's been kind of quiet on the Bill Belichick front the last couple weeks. We haven't heard much from Jordan Hudson. Yeah. And now they reached an important date, June 1st, because the buyout was $10 million prior to June 1st. Now it's just $1 million if he were to leave North Carolina going forward. So is this going to be kind of a quiet story going forward? Do you think the Jordan Hudson stuff calms down? Because I don't know. It's been since the beginning of May. You have not heard much from
when that
Caroline.
Statement was fired across the bow that she was has been asked to be removed from North Carolina campus, and there was like the North Carolina responded back that this is not true. She doesn't work here, but she's always welcome. You haven't heard from her since that.
You haven't heard from her at all, nor
has people seen her on campus. It's almost like, okay, we're going to make the statement like this, but there's something more to it. There's something, there's definitely something more to it. And again, this really intrigues me. Some things don't intrigue me. Sometimes listen about what the new plan is for NIL, and that doesn't really intrigue me much anymore. But Belichick and Jordan Hudson definitely intrigues me.
What's so she's been silent?
Well, you haven't heard much. There's been very, you haven't heard any sort of new drama with North Carolina, which I guess is kind of welcome. I'm sure in the fall we'll hear some more stuff about that situation, but it's actually been normal for once for Belichick and Hudson in Carolina, which we haven't had that at all. It's a
fascinating, it's a fascinating story.
I wonder, they're going through camps, right? Is it camp season there?
Well, yeah, everything's the same across the board. Yes.
So Belichick will be conducting camps.
Yes, they will be.
Let's see how he's doing.
Wake Forest will be doing it. Northwestern.
We can go through all
134
you think
teams.
Jordan Hudson will be at the camps.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe he's super busy.
Will she reappear now?
Well, there'll be a lot of recruiting events with the camps.
Yeah.
So I imagine she'll be present at those. I think that'd be the one thing. If I was going there on an official visit in June with my parents and this and that, that's the one thing I definitely want to meet. I want to meet Jordan. I want to meet Jordan Hudson.
And if she's there, she's there. It's not a big deal, right?
No. But it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's only interesting if there's a scene like there was at the interview.
60 Minutes.
At CBS.
Or Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Which is a non-aggressive. It's not a, it's not like 60 Minutes where we're trying to get to the bottom of something.
No.
It's promoting his book.
It's Sunday morning. Yeah, he's promoting his book.
Which some
of the pundits have been very harsh on Belichick for. They're very upset with the media, but they're using the media to promote his book for free. You know, so that was what some other pundits were saying, like, oh, hang on now. So they asked you a couple questions, but you're getting your book promoted for free. That didn't go over well with some reporters.
Hmm. The last time we heard from Jordan Hudson, I believe it was trademarking several of his phrases with Bill's version, like Taylor Swift with her version. That was I think early May, but it's been.
And the third place finish in Miss Rhode Island, right?
Maine. She was in Maine. But Bill was there to support her.
He was there.
Not you. Bill Belichick was.
Yes.
Well, that's all pretty standard stuff, right?
It is. It's just, I thought this could be a zoo the entire year. It appears to have been a few weeks of normalcy in Chapel Hill.
Just imagine you 15 years from now being at pageant. And you're there because your girlfriend is
15 years from now. Oh, that'd be weird.
That'd be, yeah.
24-year-old girlfriend.
Just wrap your head around that.
That'd
one
be
real
weird.
Quick.
I'm at a pat. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't want to say anything negative about Bill. He's just living his life.
No, he has his choices like that. I don't say negative, but it's interesting to me.
Yeah, it is.
It's 100% interesting to me.
I just hope he kind of.
I'm more interested in the fact that it is well noted. That it was probably 50-50 split. There is a strong contingent of North Carolina inside the building that did not want him.
Right.
And there was a strong contingency that did want him. There's probably more outside the building. And so now it's like, okay, how's this going to go? And if it fails miserably, it'll be one of those. You'll be like, this is incredible. This is a bad, bad deal.
I wonder
deal.
What they got.
And they were.
I need to look at my magazine.
They've been solid the last couple of years. They haven't been horrible.
I just wonder if they trotted out of the tunnel. What it looks like?
I know this. I know that the former coach Mac Brown was very adamant that they should be great.
Really?
He said because they finally invested. He took a shot kind of North Carolina for finally investing. So now they're all in on trying to create a football roster.
I wonder if they retained a lot of guys from Mac Brown's team.
Yeah, I don't know
if guys took off.
I know the quarterback came back. I should have
had my magazine with me. I have it in my bag. Yeah. Where they're picked. I don't know. I don't know what the expectations for them are. Are they getting top 25 mentioned at all?
I haven't seen top 25.
All I know is that any time that you really feel that, you know, that's like, hey, we just have an advantage over everyone because we're just smarter. Charlie Weiss was like that. It's like, we just have an advantage over everyone else. We know more than everyone else, but that doesn't work. Better players, that doesn't happen.
Charlie Weiss didn't work out very well. Athlon preview. I'm going to see if they're top 25 at all. I don't know what he's dealing with.
I've seen Carolina in the top 25.
I don't believe they're in the top 25.
I don't think they seem to be bad, but
middle of the pack ACC teams. Yeah, is that what we're talking
about?
About
right.
And then they can maybe work their way up. Yeah. With Belichick.
There's a game early with Frosty, right? I think they play about game.
They are.
About
there
game
is.
Three or four is a non-con.
I think it's the Michigan week for Nebraska.
Game four.
Yeah. So So it'd be kind of a fun fun game to follow.
Well, it might be the Fox noon kickoff game. Seriously.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until someone told me the other day, though, that because Scott Frost played for Belichick.
Ah, really?
He was his position coach.
At Cleveland?
Was it Cleveland Jets? Maybe with the Jets?
The Jets.
At the Jets?
I don't know. Anyway, some point in time, their paths crossed. And so, interesting. That's all I know, but I don't think there's any inside story to it. It's just one of those.
They're not a top 25 team.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday next on Early
Things
Break
That Bother Me
on the Ticket.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.